Let me bring you some breaking news. A London court has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited to the United States. The 50-year-old could now face trial in the US for publishing classified military documents about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, Nadine Baba is joining me now from live outside the court in London. What's been happening inside the court?
Well, Rob, the decision has just come, and Mr. Assange's supporters here are being briefed. I've heard a cry of a disgrace because lawyers for the United States have won their appeal against the decision early this year that he shouldn't be extradited to the United States. Now, the two judges here have considered arguments by lawyers for the US and Julian Assange made in October. The US was saying that basically the decision not to extradite him was based solely on his mental health and the risks, the potential risks of suicide if he were held in isolation in a supermax, so-called supermax jail in the US. Well, they said he wouldn't have to be held in such conditions, and they'd had diplomatic assurances that he could serve any jail sentence in Australia. They also suggested that there are other circumstances that should have been taken into account, such as the fact that he now has two children by his partner, Stella Morris. His lawyers said that those assurances didn't really mean anything, and they also brought up the matter of reports, not denied by the CIA, that there'd been a plot to assassinate Julian Assange when he was in the Ecuadorian embassy. Well, now we have the decision. It's a big win for the US, which argues that he broke the law by conspiring to obtain and publish confidential wires, thousands of them, about the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. He has been supported all along by rights groups such as Reporters Without Borders, which say that he acted as a journalist and that this raises very serious questions about the freedom of speech.
What happens next, Nadine?
Well, right now, Julian Assange will be heading back to Belmarsh Prison here in London, where he's been since 2019. Now, he was actually following the events here, as he was in October, via a video link. The parties here concerned were not present. It's possible that Julian Assange can now appeal this decision at the Supreme Court here in London. The whole process could potentially take years. Of course, this is not a good outcome for him, particularly given what we know about his health and the warnings that have come from Stella Morris and his supporters about his mental condition. They are extremely worried as well about the precedent that this could set if he were eventually to be sent to the United States. But right now, that could be some way off.
Nadine, thank you very much indeed. Just to remind you of that breaking news from London, a London court has ruled that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited to the United States. That followed a ruling that UK judges had upheld a US government appeal against the block on Julian Assange's extradition. The 50-year-old man could now face trial in the US for publishing classified military documents about the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. We're bringing you live pictures from outside the court where that hearing has been held. You can see supporters of Julian Assange outside there, very vocal in their opposition to the result of this hearing.